This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is praising the National Guard for doing a great job in responding to protests that turned violent overnight in Minnesota following the death there of an African-American man in police custody. In tweets Sunday, after a night of violence in dozens of U.S. cities, Mr. Trump blamed Antifa-led anarchists for instigating the chaos. He said the United States will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. The Anti-Defamation League describes Antifa as a loose collection of groups, networks, and individuals who believe in active, aggressive opposition to far right-wing movements. Chants of Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe continue to echo across the United States and some other parts of the world as several major cities imposed curfews amid intensifying unrest over the death of George Floyd, the black man who died while being detained by police. In the city of Denver, a man said he was shot with a pepper pellet over the weekend while recording police leaving the scene of a demonstration in Colorado's largest city. Video uploaded to social media by Daryl Hampton shows that moment he was struck with an object from close range and said the contents of the pepper ball exploded in his face. However, he did not suffer any long-term injuries. It is still not clear whether or not it was deliberate, but a truck driver drove into demonstrators in Minneapolis nearly a week after George Floyd pleaded with an officer pressing a knee to his neck that he could not breathe. More protests sprang up from Boston to San Francisco, with people robbing stores in broad daylight Sunday in Philadelphia and Santa Monica, California. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says that the state's attorney general will take the lead in any prosecution in the death of George Floyd. Walz said he decided the attorney general, Keith Ellison, needs to take the lead. This is VOA News. At one point during weekend protests, Secret Service agents rushed President Trump to an underground bunker as hundreds of protesters gathered outside the White House, some throwing rocks and tugging at police barricades just outside the executive mansion. That's according to a Republican close to the White House not authorized to publicly discuss private matters and confirmed by another official. Former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign says that he will spend the next 5 months presenting himself as a calming, competent alternative to what is being considered as the tumultuous administration of President Donald Trump. But this weekend's unrest underscored some of the challenges he does face in conveying his message and offering the personal connections he may be known for. The presumptive Democratic nominee delivered an address this week calling on white people to shoulder the responsibility of ending America's systemic racism. He followed that with appearances on three major networks. U.S. officials are seeking to determine whether extremist groups have infiltrated police brutality protests across the country and deliberately tipping largely peaceful demonstrations toward violence. Officials are also investigating whether foreign adversaries are behind a burgeoning disinformation campaign on social media. Federal law enforcement officials insist far-left groups are stoking violence, but experts who track extremist groups also report seeing evidence of the far right at work. Officials have seen a surge of social media accounts with fewer than 200 followers created in the last month, a textbook sign of disinformation efforts. U.S. health officials are warning there could be a new surge in coronavirus cases following the protest of the death of George Floyd. Protesters have been seen masked and unmasked at demonstrations around the U.S. in recent days. Social distancing is hard to observe in normal conditions, but it's almost impossible during a protest. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom noted that the pandemic is also affecting racial minorities in higher rates than any other place in the world. There have been more than 100,000 COVID-19 deaths in the United States. And Britain's foreign minister, Dominic Raab, says Britain will not look away from its responsibilities to Hong Kong, repeating London's offer of extended visa rights in response to China's push to impose a new law in the former British colony. Raab told the BBC that if China follows through with its national security legislation, we will give those people who hold British national overseas passports the right to come back to the UK. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.